Okay.
And in 3, 2.
This is Yvonne Ventresca, author of Pandemic. You're listening to Comic Pop Library. Virtual systems ready. Gotta find a way just to play just a little game. Gotta compulsion, wanna be a champion. Gotta feel a heart, gotta be smart, play the card. Gotta get inside, in mind, I'm a counterpart. That's the key, I'm a split personality. It's your sensation, that's my destiny.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Comic Pop Gameplay, brought to you by Comic Pop Library. I'm Richard, along with
Logan here.
And today we're going to be looking at some more Yu-Gi-Oh cards. Lindsay Barber of Hill & Knowlton Strategies, Kim Klein, and Konami has sent us another sample. It is the Power Code Link Structure Deck, the Yu-Gi-Oh cards, of course, as we said. So Logan's going to be starting to tear into these. So Logan, if you want to go ahead and start tearing into them. These have been out on the market since August 10th. So you can get these probably at your Walmarts, Targets, your gaming stores, wherever you choose to get your cards. Each structured deck contains 43 cards. You have 38 common cards, 3 super rare cards, 2 ultra rare cards. Of course, like with any other structured deck, you get a beginner's guide and a double-sided deluxe game mat, which is basically just the paper mat that you get with those so that you can
start up. Does have a nice image on it, though.
Oh, does it? What's the image on it?
Hold on. Cybernetic dragon, a cyborg with a blade, Doc Ock tentacles, and a hood, and half machine, half data person. Not actual person, just
we don't know the name of the characters yet.
Yeah.
We don't know the names, guys. We just know what they look like.
A red armored shinobi looking guy, or shogun looking guy? I'm not sure. A shogun looking guy, I think. A guy in purple armor with either gem or ice as his theme because of his hair and highlights on the armor.
Okay.
And looks like a larval form of that dragon on the other side. Smaller, much less limbs. It's just a drake of the
side. Okay, we're kind of putting this up here. One of the things you can do with this, it is a gaming mat. It does has your zones and everything. While mm-hmm. Logan's continuing on to the deck because he's got to take it out of the cellophane yet. The image itself could be used as a poster even if you wanted to. It's nice. I mean, it's narrow poster, but it's cool imagery. Mm-hmm. Like he said, there's 5 images on it from the, I'm assuming, the Power Code Link Structure Deck. So that's why we don't know what they are. We'll probably find out here pretty soon.
Yep.
But this is suggested retail price of $8.99. So if you're interested in that, be sure to go look at your gaming stores or your department stores. Logan's opened up a few. We'll go through about a third of the deck and then do a little bit more what the structure deck's about. But here we go.
Yeah. Apparently the middle guy on the poster is Power Code Talker. Okay. Red armor. There's a little yellow 2/3 circles.
Right. Head kind of like a halo effect.
Kind of. Energy blades on one of his hands. Yeah. A cool. Link monster.
Okay. And of course you get the shinies up top with these.
Mm-hmm. Yep. The dragon is Segmental Dragon, which his wings are almost not attached. And
well, are they hinged, kind of, or are they through like a power?
I think it might be magnetics, but I'm not sure. Because, I don't think they're actually attached.
Okay.
They look kind of like blades, though. And his tail has a little thunder trident at the end. Yeah, he's a...
Go ahead. I'm just looking at this one.
A sea archiver, which I think looks kind of like a hummingbird with a little half halo. And it's white chrome with the...
I don't know if I've seen a hummingbird in the Yu-Gi-Oh sets before.
Much robotic.
Oh, very yeah. Few. That's a little bit more robotic. That is true.
I almost went seahorse before I saw the wings.
Oh, yeah. I would almost do the seahorse, too.
Yeah.
I can see that. Yeah.
I think it's supposed to be a seahorse, but the wings make it more hummingbirdy.
Attack 300, defense 2100.
Yep.
And, of course, like I said, all these first few cards are the shiny versions. I don't know the rarity, though. Logan, help me out. He doesn't know either.
I don't know either. There's Flame Buffalo.
Flame Buffalo?
Buffalo.
Yep. Well, maybe they took a buffalo and put it on fire, but no.
It's all the that's not it, of the YouTube videos.
YouTube videos?
Yeah. It's well, there's black armor in the shape of, like, guess a buffalo, kind of like a dog with a more buffalo-ish head, and then it's got blue fire coming out of where its ears would be, or horns, and tail. Looks pretty cool, actually.
Let's see what we got here. Yeah. Of course, it's a shiny one. He leaves that out, of course.
Well, yeah, it's not out of the sight. Well, apparently the next shiny is the last one in this deck, anyway.
Oh, so yeah. Okay. That almost, well, almost looks like a bull than a buffalo.
Yeah.
Because it looks like almost like a longhorn, because it has like energy
blue fire
horns
coming out of the sides of its head. Kind of look like horns, yeah.
Okay. Being in Western Kansas, it's kind of like that. It looks more like a longhorn than a buffalo, but I'm not the game makers. They're having fun, so let them have fun.
Then there's Lady Debug, which is a gal with yellow and black things attached to her legs as basically extremely poofy pants. And a yellow top with a, looks like, well, yeah, and the top and the poofy pants legs have, it looks like they're glass, but they're green and show nothing. So, yeah.
I don't know
about that. And also, basically, ladybug wings behind her. She's also blasting out electricity from her hands.
She's a mean ladybug.
she looks cheery.
Yeah, she got a big smile on her face because she's kicking somebody's butt. There you go. Cool. That's kind of cool. I think out of all those, though, I had to say the first two were probably the coolest. Most people will like those. The Power Code Talker and the Segmental Dragon. Those are going to be the two popular ones that people like.
Yeah, good looking ones. And next is Datacorn, and we're out of the shinies. It's basically a baby acorn USB thing.
I'm a baby acorn.
Yeah, it's got the baby eyes and little hands and feet. The top of the acorn looks like a diaper thing. And
a diaper? Okay.
Bottom of the acorn is the little bit of hair. And then out the bottom, well, the top of the acorn, but the bottom of this one is a little USB stick.
And I was kind of looking at these, before Logan goes on to the next one. Since we are dealing with some of these, the ultra rares, there's the two of those. And, of course, those were the first two. Like I said, the cooler ones are the ultra rares, Power Code Talker, and the Segmental Dragon. The three super rares are the ones that are after that. That's the Flame Buffalo. Yeah, say that fast. Lady Debug and Sea Archiver. So that's probably more of a seahorse.
Yeah.
Since it has sea in the title. So
probably.
All right, so there's your two ultra rares and three super rares to get that out of the gate for you guys and ladies out there. So you think we're not completely idiotic, but some of you probably say we are. Well, that's all right. But okay, what's the next one? Oh, this acorn has a flash drive connector.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about, the USB thing.
Sticking out his butt.
Not a port, but what goes in it.
Okay, a jack?
Yeah, kinda. USB jack. Then comes Garbage Collector, which is, it looks like a garbage can with a face on top of it on a very spiky top wheel thing.
Okay.
Spinning top with those one type of grabbers for her hands and throwing little hexagons into itself.
One type of grabbers? It's, what type of grabbers? Oh, the pinchers, kind of like a nutcracker grabbers. Or the
I was thinking
the tongs. The
tongs for the
salad or whatever you might be used for. They're tongs.
Yep.
Pretty much.
Next is Anti-Alien, which is, it looks like a ghost type thing with very red highlights, purple body, and it's got claws on most of its hands. It has four of them. And
four claws or four. Cool. Oh, four arms
kinda
or claws.
Like,
okay.
Ghost type.
Yeah, kind of similar, but of course all of these are computer related, so. Antilian. That's how I would pronounce it anyway.
Antilian.
Sure, you bet. Go for it. What's the next one?
Storm Cypher, which is another one from the poster, the IC guy.
Oh, he's an icy guy, so he's going to do an ice storm?
Yeah, ice or crystal, I'm not sure. But yeah, purple armor, blue highlights, kind of like skin, and a red visor, I guess, but yeah.
Of course, we say icy, but it's actually just the coloration of his power, his electrical power. It's bluish in color.
Yeah.
Because like I said, these are actually computer related, but it does make it look like ice. Cyber
monsters.
So that's actually a pretty cool monster. I like zero defense, though. Holy cow. But 2,400 attack fast. Okay, what's next?
Cyber's Gadget, which is, it looks like a little, it's white armor. It's got a data pad thing on his arm, and I'm not sure if Metabots or, I think it's more Metabot than Gundam SD, but yeah.
Wow, that's a callback if everybody remembers Metabots. It does kind of look like one, though. You're right.
It's a bit more compact than Metabots, but yeah, I think Metabots is what it's reminding me of.
So when you play it, do you say, "Go, Cyberverse Gadget, go"?
And now Logan, I know. Just got
it. Yeah. How long did it take everybody else Metabots out there to get it?
Next is Jiraghetto, which...
He's in the ghetto? Okay, go for it. Draghetto.
Has gone away from the cybers theme to go into a fiend.
A fiend,
He's got purple skin with orangish muscles, horns, and eyes to the side of his head. It's kind of
a lot of peripheral hammerhead vision
shark
there.
Type.
Oh, okay, cool.
And claws on one hand and a very veiny claw on the other.
Very veiny? Oh, they're just kind of because of the perspective.
Probably. Okay. But it looks more veiny than his other hand's claws, too. It's kind of weird. Like wood.
Well, with these, this is the structure deck that allows you to create brand new link summoning that combines or has combinations with structure deck here. The deck also features the new Code Talker, like we talked about, the link monster. It's a plus link 2 and link 3 monsters. I have no clue what they're talking about, folks.
Yeah, after we get through the monsters, I'll go to the extra deck.
Okay, and of course, the link arrows point you to whichever monster zone you're supposed to go to. Yep. We kind of talked about that the last time we were talking about one of these.
Mm-hmm.
It's a new, you said it was kind of like a new trick for the, not a new trick, but a new system for the Yu-Gi-Oh game.
Yeah, restricting your extra deck monsters to what those point to, and the one that occurs naturally.
Okay. Huh. So what you got next before we...
Mecha Phantom Beast Tetherwolf, which is a helicopter with another helicopter behind it. It looks kind of like a wolf head and then little drones on wires.
Hmm. Okay. Kind of like a wolf, though. Oh, yeah. Ooh, I like that. Mm-hmm. That's...
Mecha Phantom Beast.
Most people's would not get this, but if everybody... Tetherwolf is the... helicopter's name. But if you remember back in the days, probably late 80s, early 90s, there was a show called Airwolf. Mm-hmm. And this imagery kind of is a little bit of resemblance to the helicopter they used on that TV show to be the Airwolf. So that's cool to me. That speaks to me. Yes, I'm an old one. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
Next, there's two reborn Tengus.
Okay.
Which is a guy in Japanese priest robes, Shinto priest robes, I think, with crow wings and a sword in one hand. The sword's cut off because it focuses mainly on the guy.
Do you usually get two duplicates in a structure deck?
Not often.
That's unusual. I wonder if you got one that's missing then.
Hopefully not.
I hope not.
I don't think so, but...
Yeah. That is strange. I didn't think you got duplicates in a structure deck.
Occasionally there are, but...
Yeah. Okay. What else we got? We still got a bunch of cards to go through here.
Yeah. Skullmeister, which looks pretty cool. It's a guy with black hair and a ponytail on a throne of skulls with skulls on his things, chest and shoulder and in his hands. And yeah, he's got a nice robe with a white fur.
Okay. This is cool.
Yeah, it looks cool.
Got the slash across his nose and face, kind of like Rurouni Kenshin has a slash.
Yeah, that's
slash.
What I was thinking of.
But his is on his cheek more than across his face.
Yeah.
Okay.
It looks like it could be a Rurouni Kenshin character, yeah.
Pretty cool. I like that one. Level 4 monster coming at you.
Uh-huh. And Goblinberg is next, which is a little goblin with in a flight suit with horns on the thing in a little rotary plane.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, gotcha. It's not a biplane, just a regular plane. But yeah, I got you now. Cool.
The rotary as in the
Propeller?
propeller, yeah.
Yep, I got you.
Next is Phantom Sky Blaster, which is a green alien-y looking guy with a jetpack on him, two wings, and blue armor. The jetpack does not fit with the rest of him, but it looks almost like organic.
Is that a jetpack, or is those like lasers, like a weapon?
Maybe. I thought it looked... It's positioned more that I think it's a jetpack, but it could be lasers.
The reason I ask is a sky blaster. So true. That's one area where I was like, so okay, that could be cool.
His
could be cannons.
Weapons, yeah.
Yeah.
While he uses his wings to fly.
Cool. Okay.
Next is Genex Ally Birdman, which is... It looks like a mechanical armor bird with white crystal-ish, but probably just normal steel.
Okay.
Wings and little head wings, too.
Little head wings?
Yeah.
Yep, okay. A little bit bigger than green, just little head wings.
But yellow bird nose.
Toucan.
Yeah.
He's a toucan. Basically, he's a toucan.
Next is Effect Veiler, which is the guy with blue hair... stockings with a veil pouring out behind him that looks kind of like wings. Very okay. Anime guy. Very, very anime guy.
Yeah, you kind of see these more in Sojos.
Probably.
Yeah, or the friend of the tough dude. That's got almost looks like angel wings, doesn't it? That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Oops, sorry about that. Didn't mean to blast your eardrums. It's kind of cool. Uh-huh. It's neat. He's got the long blue hair.
Yep.
Hmm. Okay.
And... next is Magical Merchant, which is a purple insect-looking guy with red pants and a very big pack behind him, holding on to various things like a dagger, a helmet, and a wallet, I think.
Okay.
And other things. Only, like,
he's a pickpocket, basically.
I think he's supposed to be selling those.
Oh, okay.
Merchant, after all.
He just got a lot of arms to bring him out of the bags, but he could probably pickpocket pretty good, too.
Mm-hmm.
These have been some level one monsters. That's what we've been going over there last three.
Yep.
Or last two, I'm sorry. Level one.
Yep. Next is Cosmic Compass, another level one, which is, well, the
compass
looks more like a staff
points north
than a monster. It's got a little scythe bit on it that... a little trumpet-looking bit. The bottom looks like a pendulum.
Wow.
And it looks like it's got rockets, little tiny rockets at the ends of two protruding bits. Looks kind of like a staff.
It does, true. But I can see where they're getting a compass out of it, too.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay, it's all right. I'm not going to say it's not cool per se. It's just like, okay, it's cool.
Yeah.
It's one that you can pass up. It's a fairly simple image.
Yeah.
Not much there.
Next is Launcher Commander, which is another cyber monster, but is basically a guy in green armor with tank legs and very heavy weaponry. Looking at holographic screens before him, probably deciding where to shoot that very heavy weaponry.
This is a level 4, almost like a tank.
Yeah.
What do you call it? Mechanized, armored, Mecha, yes, thank you. Cool. I like that card. That's kind of cool looking. Did we have one similar like this somewhere else?
Yeah, I think in the last structure deck that they sent us.
That's what I was wondering.
Next are, I think, the other two from the poster. Traffic Ghost. Which
you ghost go that way?
Is
you
the Doc Ock
that way?
Is you the cyberspace version of Doc Ock with a sword?
Logan's trying to ignore me.
Yeah. And that I'm not sure why it would call it Traffic Ghost. It has no effect. It's just Wing 3 1800.
Actually, it's pretty cool
looking
design. I kind of like it. It does kind of look like Doc Ockish. That is true with the jacks behind it, the cords.
Yep. And I'm guessing its main purpose is just to make sure more of your field is able to summon fusion, synchro, etc.
It says it's a link minus 3. Or link is that three. Just link 3?
Link three,
my bad.
Though you have to sacrifice 3 monsters to get on the field.
Okay, so that's what the link means. So it could be minus because you're minus 3 monsters.
Yeah.
Okay.
The other one is Lanforinchus. Lanforinchus.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a little white armored drake thing, and it's actually light on the cybernetic parts. Its armor is kind of cybernetic-y, but not really.
So, that's a name. Wow.
Yeah.
It's a cool creature, though.
Like 3 H's in there?
Yeah. But it is kind of cool. I like this design for this one. It is cool as well. Uh-huh. I think the Link Monster's got the best treatment in this structure deck so far in designs.
Yeah.
There's been some other cool designs, but they basically really stood out.
Yep. One of the first ones was the Link Monster, too. But
Code Talker.
Yep.
Power Code Talker.
And shall I go through the spells and traps, mainly doing the ones that are moderately unique to these ones? Or
yeah, we might go through them for a little bit, but before we do that, just to give you some more information, the Power Code Link is a great second step for duelists who start dueling with starter code. Excuse me. The Power Code Link structured deck is a great second step for duelists who started dueling with starter deck Codebreaker, which we also reviewed, as Logan was talking about. The Co-Linker Transcode Talker from Starter Deck Codebreaker with Power Code Talker to boost both monsters by 500 attack and make them untargetable by opposing card effects. Cool. The added protection helps keep Power Code Talker ready to make double powered attacks every turn. So there are some of the things where you can combine some of these two structure decks together and a starter deck, excuse me. One structure, one starter. Well, so that's kind of neat. But yeah, just kind of pick out some of the more unique ones.
Yeah.
It's up to you. We got a little bit of time, but if you want to talk about some of these, yeah, we're going to need to wrap her up pretty soon.
Signet Storm, which is a field spell with a purple and blue haze going up in a triangle on the black and green hexagonal hills.
Oh, okay. I mean, there's not much on the card, but the design and the colors, oh, that's cool. Uh-huh. I like that. Cool.
Night Beam, which is a beam of light targeting with a reticle and everything. One card of three with a little, what's the word for the buildings that are made out of the blue crisscross lines in the background?
Oh, God.
I have no clue.
I know they're the graphics.
Yeah.
But I can't remember what those graphic lines are called. But yeah, they're computer graphics, the old style.
Mm-hmm. Fires of Doomsday, which has, it looks like two little fire things, elemental type things, that are made out of dark fire with a blue fire background. And they have little one claw hands. Their hands are literally one claw. And they have, they're basically little dark fire sprites.
Yeah, kind of a fairly neat design. I can dig those. Cool.
There's Packet Link, which is a trap card, and it's just, there's a lot of blue hexagons gathering together.
Oh, yeah, making a shield? Yeah, I got you there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, that's pretty simple. These go by pretty fast, folks, because there's
Debunk
no creature to describe.
Two little ape guys in clothes tossing up a coin thing and a little satellite thing.
Okay.
Not actual satellite.
These are kind of chibi-looking characters on here.
Little monkeys.
Like, oh, my goodness. Cool.
Safe Zone, which shows a spaceship going into a bigger, humongous spaceship that's, I think, firing at it in between the blasts with two tentacles on the bigger spaceship that are probably just more guns. But
oh, no, I just dropped the cards. I'll get them here in a moment, Logan.
Trap Tricks, Trap Hole Nightmare, which has a big beetle, one of the Trap Tricks people. Well, a few of the Trap Tricks people. A big spider and various people stuck in webbing or getting eaten by the beetle or fly
munch,
trap.
Munch.
Yeah. And then
time for lunch.
Yeah. Pretty much. Ooh, just...
That's a wicked looking one.
Yeah. Generic cards. Spell trap cards that are useful, basically.
Well, before you get into those a little bit, then we can go through them really fast if you want to. Just as another little description, duelists that like to live dangerously, a new field spell card gives you a chance to special summon a random Cypher-type Link monster directly from your extra deck without having to Link summon or use any monster as material. But to claim that reward, you must take 2,000 or more damage from one battle or card effects, simulating Playmaker's Storm Access skill from the animated series. Well, that's kind of cool. So they're linking the animated series in with this playing feature. So that's nice. That's kind of different.
Yeah.
But still, 2,000?
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Around 8,000, I think, is the current general life average, you start with. But, yeah.
So just if you want to real fast, just go through those and just give the names. And
Offerings to the Doomed, Forbidden Chalice, Scapegoat, Swords of Revealing Light, Reasoning, One for One.
One for one and one for all.
Terraforming. Wild Tornado. Blazing Mirror Force. Trap Stun. Call of the Haunted.
Ooh, that sounds cool.
And Reckless Greed.
Let me see these. What's the very last thing here?
Oh, that's a thing, but it has a cool back, which is Yugi and Jaden, basically.
Okay, I'm curious here. Were there any that you wanted to spotlight here, or given their description?
Sure, I actually thought I would go ahead and read this, but...
Yeah. Go ahead.
The link to Cyber's power. Connection established. The Cybers have flooded the data stream in Structure Deck Power Code Link with cutting-edge technology to maximize their dueling power. Code your strategy to best utilize their synergies and dive into the brains. This 43-card themed deck features three brand new Link monsters that are not only easy to summon, but help you take full advantage of your extra deck. Mm-hmm. That's on the back of the box.
Yep, back of the box. And I just went through and counted these cards. Taking out the duplicate, There's 37 cards. There's supposed to be 38 commons. So I don't know if the duplicate's on purpose or if we actually got an error packaging and we're missing a card from your deck.
I think the duplicate's on purpose. yeah, it's listed on there.
That's two?
Yep. Okay. Reborn Tengu, Reborn Tengu.
So yeah. There you go. So you get two of those out of your 38, but the rest are unique as well. Were there any other special ones? I have to admit, the designs I liked in this one was the Traffic Ghost. That's pretty cool as a Link monster. And the hard one, Lifronicus. Sure, you bet. The flying dragging type thingamajig kind of looks like Swords of Revealing Light. That's an old one. Mm-hmm. And of course, the specials out of those we already talked about. What was it? The Segmental Dragon. That was definitely cool. And of course, these are the two ultra rares. So yes, they're going to be cool. Power Code Talker as well. But I didn't know if you wanted to read those off to tell them what their stuff is real fast, or you found a couple more look like you wanted to talk about, or
those are the other rares.
Okay.
Segmental Dragon is, you can normal summon set this card without tributing, but its original attack defense becomes halved. Once per turn, if this normal summon set card is on the field, quick effect, by the way, you can destroy this face-up card, and if you destroy all monsters in the main monster zones with attack less than or equal to the attack this card had on the field.
Okay.
Starts out 26-24, and it's a 7-star monster.
Cool.
And Power Code Talker is three monsters, and once per turn, target a face-up monster on the field, negate its effects until the end of the turn. And once per turn, if it battles an opponent's monster, during damage calculation, you can tribute a monster that this card points to, and this card attack becomes double its original attack during the damage calculation only.
So what's the current attack if it was double?
2,300. And
something
nice.
Wow, so that would make it 4,600?
Yeah. And if it's in the one of the two automatically there extra deck zones, it could sacrifice, if your opponent has one in there, your opponent's extra deck monster in their one. So that's nice, because it's got the two sides and back corner left.
We're just going to use your deck on us. So. Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm going to have to say, was there anything else you wanted to point out? I was just going to point out one more. Wasn't going to read it or anything, then mention the last card here. But the one that's going to kind of pulls at my heartstrings, that's probably my most favorite card, and that's the Mecha Phantom Beast Tether Wolf. And again, like I said, it kind of resembles the Airwolf helicopter from Helicopter, and it's a machine effect. The attack is 1,700, defense 1,200. But that's, to me, that's the one that really grabs my interest because of that. And then the very last card here is just an advertisement. Download free now the Yu-Gi-Oh! Duel Links, which I'm sure all of you guys know about that. But the reverse image, which the front gives you a QR code that you can scan, some other stuff. But the reverse image, it's pretty cool. This one, I think you want to keep. It has Yu-Gi-Oh! And you said Jaden?
Yep, Jaden Yuki.
So, and it's a really nice sharp image of the two. So that's a nice card. Mm-hmm. Even though you can't use it for anything, it's cool just to have have some art cards. I like the art, so that appeals to me.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So what do you think? It's pretty cool?
Yeah, I liked it.
So this is one that's been out there for a little bit. It's made its debut on August 10th, so they're out there. It's not a bad price for around $10.
Yeah,
you know, that's a pretty good start. And like we said, 38 commons. You do get one duplicate of those 38s, three super rares and two ultra rare cards. So that's pretty cool. The gaming mat, like I said, you can use that as a poster as well if you don't want to use it as a gaming mat. So that's pretty cool. And of course, the beginner's guide that's in pretty much all the structure decks and even starter decks, I believe, anymore.
Yeah.
So that's pretty nice. I think that's going to pretty much do it for us this go around. We have to thank again Lindsay Barber of Hill & Knowlton Strategies, Tim Klein, and Konami for letting us get a sample pack of these and discussing them amongst ourselves and looking at the imagery. Logan's the player, so he kind of likes going through what some of these were. That's why we kind of let him. But since this was a little longer, we can't actually do too many. So the bigger packs, that's kind of the downfall. When we just get a couple packs, we kind of spend a little bit more talking about them. Yep. But we've been having fun. Hopefully everybody out there has been having fun listening to us describe some of these and just having fun. I know I'm kind of have fun at least. Yeah. So hopefully you guys have fun listening. But we will catch everybody on the flip side. Bye now.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Comic Pop Library. We welcome your comments and suggestions by emailing us at admin@comicpoplibrary.com. All emails submitted become the property of Comic Pop Library and are subject for use in our show. We would also appreciate it if you would spread the word about Comic Pop Library by posting about us on Twitter, Facebook, or just tell someone about us. This podcast is not endorsed by any publisher, distributor, or studio, and it is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The views and comments of the show hosts are their own and are not reflective in any business, entity, or organization associated with ComicPopLibrary.com.